are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gotsoulias. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. We will be recapping the Yankees' 12-1 victory over the Blue Jays last night in Buffalo. We will dissect Gerrit Cole's final regular season start. I know, I can't believe it either. I'll give you any news you need to know. We'll look back at this date in Yankees history and more. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Let me start off by saying I apologize for there not being a show yesterday. I was going to do a post-game show, and my computer sounded like it was about to take off from JFK, and it's all you could hear in my microphone, so I couldn't do anything last night. So what I'll do is record an episode somewhere between today and Sunday, which would seem like an extra episode, but it's really not. It's what they call a make-good. If you worked in sales like I did for a decade, you know what that is. Anyway, enough babbling. Let's get into the recap of last night's game. So as I said at the top, last night was Gerrit Cole's last start of the regular season. We're here, people. A week from today, I will be giving you a recap of the Yankees' first playoff game. Hopefully it'll be a win. And it's also not a guarantee that their opponent will be Minnesota, because the White Sox are sputtering a bit down the stretch, and the Twins are only a half game behind them with 5 to go, so that'll be interesting to see. I'll tell you right now, I'm afraid of both teams. So don't think that just because the Yankees might be playing Minnesota in the first series means they're automatically going to make it to the next round. Because as I keep saying, there will be a time when Minnesota flips the script and actually beats the Yankees in the playoffs, because this can't go on forever. All right, let's talk about Cole last night. He pitched 7 innings, gave up 5 hits, 1 run on a home run by Kevin Biggio in the 4th inning. No big deal. He struck out 7, did not walk a batter, and he lowered his ERA to 2.84. Cole finished the season strong, and he's become the pitcher the Yankees paid for just in time for the playoffs. Cole threw 108 pitches last night. He threw 52 four-seamers, 28 sliders, 23 knuckle curves, 3 change-ups. And let's see, the home run to Biggio, I went right to it, was on a four-seamer. It was 95.6, not directly over the plate, but in the middle of the zone, just a little bit to the side. So it was a bit of a meatball, but, you know, good piece of hitting by Kevin Biggio there. Luckily for Cole, his offense was on fire last night. The Yankees were so good that their runners in scoring position numbers were out of this world. They were 8 for 11. Judge had 3 hits. Hicks had 2 hits, Torres had 3 hits, Gio Urshela had 4 hits, Kyle Higashioka had 2 hits. Higashioka actually had a home run taken away from him and ruled a double, which meant the Yankees did not hit a home run last night. Zach Britton and Adam Ottavino each pitched an inning. Neither pitcher gave up a hit. Britton struck out 1, Ottavino struck out 2. As for the Blue Jays, Tanner Roark started the game and lost the game. He pitched 4 1/3 innings. He gave up 6 runs on 7 hits. Struck out 4, didn't walk a batter. Again, no home runs for any of the Toronto pitchers. Gerrit Cole discussed his final tune-up before the playoffs, and this is what he had to say.
Were you pleased with your final tune-up before the postseason, and if so, why?
Yeah, I was. I thought that we made a lot of quality pitches tonight. I thought that we worked out of a couple jams well. We turned some really great double plays, which kept the pitch count in check. And, yeah, we scored a lot of runs.
Aaron Boone was asked to describe your first season as a Yankee. He said outstanding. How would you describe your first regular season as a Yankee?
Yeah, shorter than we all expected, right? But, you know, just kept trying to get better every time we took the ball. It felt like more often than not we did that. And, you know, it's nice to be finishing strong going into the postseason.
I will say this about the Yankees. It seems that guys are feeling healthy at this point. Some of them started off slow, and now they're starting to get their groove, like Aaron Hicks, who went 2-for-4 with 3 runs batted in last night. This is what he had to say.
How comfortable are you feeling in the batter's box?
I'm starting to feel better. Just being able to attack fastballs and hit them hard and hit them in play, and it's pretty much been the whole approach, and being able to just see the ball a lot longer and feel comfortable with that.
Have you changed something that has allowed you to see the ball longer, see the ball earlier?
Just started my load a little bit earlier and just trusting my hands, you know, trusting what, you know I can do best. And that's just see the ball a little bit longer and you know, just put solid swings on it.
Was that a situation where you knew you needed to make an adjustment, or does Marcus come to you and say, hey, I think you can do a little better in this regard?
I mean, we've been trying to make adjustments all year. You know, trying to hit the ball a little bit more to the left field, try to use the center of the field. And I just felt like I was getting pitches to hit, and I just kept missing them. So, you know, and finally we're looking back at some video, and, you know, I was kind of just getting my load out a little bit too late, and I just started to see balls a little bit better. I think the last series here on fastballs, and, you know, just by doing that.
Tonight's matchup in Buffalo will be Masahiro Tanaka against Robbie Ray. Tanaka beat the Blue Jays in his last start. He permitted 3 runs and 7 hits over 7 innings. Tanaka has allowed 3 earned runs or fewer in his last 5 starts, and he's pitched to a 2.54 ERA over that span. After allowing the Phillies 5 runs over 4 1/3 innings on Friday, Robbie Ray will be hoping that tonight may be a key step in establishing his postseason role. Because, as you know, the Blue Jays are in the postseason. Right now, they're the 8th seed. They'll be facing the Rays in the first round. It's possible Ray could be a multi-inning relief arm in the wild card series, but he could start later in October if needed. In a moment, we'll be looking back at this date in Yankees history, but before we do that, do you run a business, and are you looking to hire new people? Because if you are, let's talk about Indeed.com. They're the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. A lot of things happened this date in Yankees history. Let's go through the list, thanks to Pinstripe Alley. 87 years ago today, the Yankees made 7 errors, but they somehow managed to beat the Red Sox. Well, they managed because they scored 16 runs and the Red Sox only scored 12. The Yankees collected 23 hits. Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig hit home runs, and it was the 31st of the year for each player. And reliever Wilsey Moore drove in a run with his first hit of the season. And in a fun stat, Frank Crisetti had 3 hits on the day, but he also committed 3 errors. 22 years ago today, the 1998 Yankees tied the 1927 team for the most wins in franchise history. They beat the Indians 8-4 for their 110th win of the season. That placed them one short of the AL record at the time, 111, set by the 1954 Cleveland Indians. As you all know, the 98 team went on to win 114 games in the regular season. That record was broken in 2001 by the Seattle Mariners, who won 116 games. 21 years ago today, a crowd of 27,549 fans put the Yankees over the top, breaking the New York City season attendance record with 3,072,009 fans. The previous record was held by the 1988 Mets, who finished that season with 3,047,724 fans in attendance. 19 years ago today, Mariano Rivera caps off a 10-inning victory over the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards. It was his 47th save of the season, which established a new single-season franchise record. He would ultimately finish with 50 that season and would break that record 3 years later when he reached 53 saves in 2004. And finally, 13 years ago today, Mike Mussina won his 250th career win as the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 7-5. Now, at the time, he shared that accomplishment with 44 others, and he insisted that the game ball go to rookie Jabba Chamberlain, who recorded his first Major League save. Speaking of Jabba Chamberlain, he turns 35 today. Does anyone else want to cry at the passage of time? Because I picture him so young, so vibrant, so excited, pumping his fist and wooing, coming off the mound, and now he's 35. What the hell happened? Since we still have time, let's look back at 15 years ago today. The Yankees played the Blue Jays, because apparently they like playing them this time of year. The game took place in Yankee Stadium. It was a Friday night, 7:10 start. There were 53,175 people there to watch this game. At the time, the Yankees were 90-63. The Blue Jays were 75-78 on the season. Here are the lineups. Blue Jays, Russ Adams, Frank Catalanato. I said that right, didn't I? Vernon Wells, Corey Koski, Shea Hillenbrand, Greg Zahn, Eric Hinsky, Alex Rios, Aaron Hill, your starter, former Yankee Ted Lilly. For the Yankees, Derek Jeter, Robinson Cano, Alex Rodriguez, Gary Sheffield, Hideki Matsui, Jorge Posada, Bernie Williams, Tino Martinez, Bubba Crosby, and your starter was Sean Chacon. Your umps for the night, home plate Marty Foster, first base Laz Diaz, second base Bob Davidson, and third base Dana Demuth. The start time weather at 7 p.m. on September 23rd was 82 degrees. Actually sounds unpleasant. So the Yankees scored right away in the bottom of the first. Derek Jeter and Robinson Cano started things off with back-to-back home runs off Ted Lilly. Alex Rodriguez walked. Gary Sheffield hit a fly ball to center field. While Hideki Matsui was up, Lilly uncorked a wild pitch that advanced A-Rod to second. Then Matsui hit a double that scored A-Rod. Posada walked. Bernie Williams hit a pop fly behind home plate to the catcher for out number two. Tino Martinez hit a single that scored Matsui. Posada made it to second, and Bubba Crosby grounded out to end the inning. So four runs on four hits, no errors, two left on base. In the bottom of the seventh, A-Rod started things off with a single. Sheffield struck out looking. While Matsui was up, A-Rod stole second. Matsui walked. Posada reached on an E1. A-Rod scored, Matsui made it to third, then Bernie Williams struck out looking, and Tino Martinez grounded out to end the inning. So it was 5-0 at that point. That's how it would remain. Sean Chacon did very well and was replaced by Scott Proctor in the ninth inning. Proctor made things slightly interesting after getting two quick outs. Shea Hillenbrand hit a single. While Greg Zahn was up, Hillenbrand made it to second on defensive indifference. Then he walked Zahn. And then Eric Hinsky hit a pop fly to third base in foul territory. And I'm assuming A-Rod made that catch, which for him was a big deal. Because if you recall, A-Rod did not have a lot of fun catching pop-ups. So Chacon pitched 8 innings, gave up 3 hits, walked 1, struck out 3. Before I go, can we discuss something that happened last night that was pretty embarrassing for the Yankees? I'm going to read this directly from Brian Hoke's article because he can write this much better than I can explain it right now. I'm having one of those days. My mouth just does not want to work. So here we go. A 9-run lead in the 8th inning seemed like a prime opportunity for the Yankees to call upon Tyler Lyons, offering the veteran left-hander a chance to make his first major league appearance of 2020. There was only one problem. He was not eligible to pitch. As Lyons trotted in from the bullpen on Tuesday at Salem Field in Buffalo, New York, intending to work in New York's eventual 12-1 victory over the Blue Jays, home plate umpire Carlos Torres searched his lineup card for the left-hander's name. Because it did not appear, Lyons was waved off the field. Aaron Boone said after the game, "I don't know if there was an issue of the transaction not going through by the time our card went through, but it's on my card, he's on there. We'll try and make sure we're airtight on that moving forward." Now, the funny part about this is this happened to the Blue Jays this season as well. Back on August 6th, Jacob Wagspak was deemed ineligible to pitch in a game against the Braves because his name was not listed on the lineup card. Once again, before I go, tonight, Masahiro Tanaka against Robbie Ray up in Buffalo. Start time, 6:37. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. We'll